This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This is a big weekend for fans of the historical time traveler genre. Outlander Season 3 starts Sunday. Ronald D. Moore is the guy in charge. Outlander is his latest stint showrunning, as it's called, in a career that started with Star Trek The Next Generation and also the reboot of Battlestar Galactica. He has made his bones, you could say, in science fiction. Thanks for coming to the studio.
Thank you.
I'm going to read you a quote, and it's you actually talking about what you do and how you do it.
Okay.
And then I want to get your reaction. You said, if you put these things in a science fiction context, you get a free pass, not just from networks, but from audiences as well, because you're allowing them to think about things in a way that doesn't threaten anybody, which makes sense, but explain it a little bit.
I think I was talking there about Battlestar Galactica in particular, mm-hmm. and probably Star Trek and other science fiction pieces. Essentially, you know, one of the great advantages of working in science fiction is it does give you an opportunity to talk about interesting and somewhat controversial, you know, themes and social issues, and in a way that doesn't really threaten the audience because I'm not challenging their particular points of view.
You're a Star Trek guy from way back, like the original series.
I grew up with it, yeah.
Yeah. Even back then, you thought there were lessons in here?
I did. I think it was one of the things, you know, I started watching Trek in the mid-70s when I was in, you know, elementary school, and I was just into space. Somewhere along the way, I started realizing there were really interesting ideas in this show.
How did you get to Battlestar Galactica then? I mean, not to fast forward too far.
I got a call from an executive at Universal, and I said, give me the weekend to think about it. And I went out and tracked down a VHS copy of the original pilot.
Oh, the original? Wow, yeah.
At Blockbuster. Ask your parents. Got the tape, watched it over that weekend. And this was like January, February of 2002.
Yeah.
So it was just a few months after the 9/11 attacks. And when I watched the original Battlestar pilot at that moment in time, I realized almost immediately that if you did this show now, at that time and place, it would have a completely different resonance. And I thought, this is an enormous opportunity to do something relevant, to do something that's commenting about our society and the times that we were living with, and to get science fiction back to what I thought the original Star Trek did, which was to talk about society and to talk about, you know, the things we were going through in a science fiction way and view it through that lens. So I called him back on Monday and said, yeah, let's do it.
You do Battlestar Galactica. You have great success. You win a Peabody. I mean, it does really, really well. And it is still to this day a cultural thing. How do you go from there to Outlander, which, while interesting and creative, is not quite science fiction, and it's also sort of got a different lens on it.
It was interesting now looking back on it because I never had the experience of reading the book as a book to just sit and enjoy it. I read it as a piece of material, like, can I adapt this right off the bat?
That sounds so clinical.
Which is very different. Yeah, it's a bit more clinical. I like the attention to detail that Diana Gabaldon had done.
She's the author of the book.
The author of the book. And as I was reading, I could just kind of like lay out the chapters and the episodes in my head. And by the time I finished the book, I thought, yeah, I can see this is a season of television.
Hmm.
And so I was kind of sold and said, all right, well, let's look into the rights and let's move forward.
As you think about these times we're in, much as you thought about September 11th when you were thinking about Battlestar Galactica, where do your thoughts go in terms of creative material for you?
It's such a time of turmoil culturally and politically. You know, it's hard to sort of grapple onto one particular direction. It's almost like I wish, you know, I could wait a few years and look back and then, oh, okay, here's what I can kind of think with a little bit of perspective. I mean, all I know right now as I think about future projects is that there's a dynamic, you know, collision of many forces, and that there's a tribalism I keep seeing. You know, that's the one theme that feels like has been resonant since, I don't know, the last 15, 20 years, is the increasing tribalism of points of view, you know, and then that, where does that lead us as a culture? And that's like an interesting territory to go in and talk about.
Ronald D. Moore, the show is Outlander. Thanks very much.
Absolutely.